Bye-bye, Mr. Socrates. He's flying back to America, leaving Tip Top Trading's London team trying to work out how best to focus their business on the European market.
Sorry to keep you waiting. I had to go to the airport with Mr. Socrates to see him off. We had a good chat in the taxi and he said some very positive things.
Oh, yes. Like what?
Well, how nice English beer is.
Yeah, but what about the European marketing strategy? What are we going to do about that?
Well, Anna is supposed to lead on that. I'm taking a more biscuitorial control over it.
A what?
It means that you do all the work while he eats all the biscuits.
Do you mind, Tom? Now, what I'm thinking is we put the feelers out, do some cold calling, see what people are buying at the moment.
Cold calling? But I like to be warm when I'm on the phone.
No, Anna. Cold calling is when you call prospective clients when they're not expecting you to ask them something or to sell them something. I'm very good at calling people.
Yeah, usually the hairdresser. So, Paul, where do we begin? Who do we call first?
Track down some potential clients in Europe, see what they're buying now, see what they want in the future. Make them think it's our laser-curved fruit that they want.
But keep your calls brief. International calls are very expensive.
OK, Anna, it's time to cold call. What are you going to say?
I don't know.
Find someone to call, then be pleasant and polite. When you call, ask to speak to the person who deals with buying or purchasing. And then ask that person if they could spare a few minutes of their time.
OK. Here goes. Let's have a look. Fruit growers. Fruit pickers. Fruit traders. Fruit Traders International. 00 439 845 5544.
Bonjour.
Don't be surprised. You've called a company in France. They speak French. Just ask if it's okay to speak English.
Oh, hello. Is it possible to speak to you in English?
Yes.
Great. Are you the person who purchases plastic fruits for your company?
I am. How can I help you?
Yes. Can you spare a few minutes of your time? I want to sell you some laser-curved fruit.
What?
That's a bit direct, Anna. Slow down and tell them your name and why you're calling. Find out something about them. Maybe say, I'd like to tell you about our great new laser-curved fruit. Ask them, how much plastic fruit do you buy? And at the end of the call, say, thank you for your time. We hope to hear from you soon. Give it a go, Anna.
OK. Hello, my name is Anna. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
That's good. I'd like to tell you about our great new laser-curved fruit.
Oh, yes?
Our company is called Tip Top Trading, and we are the UK's number one plastic fruit manufacturer. And, well, we're so proud of our fruit that we've decided to let the rest of Europe enjoy too.
Very good, Anna.
We make our fruit using laser-curved technology. In fact, we've just launched our best product ever, the Imperial Lemon. It looks so real you want to squeeze it.
Lemon. Interesting.
Anna's got the hang of this. She's on fire! I mean, she's doing really well. Her cold calling technique has really warmed up. She's pitched the product. Now she needs to sell.
So, thank you for your time. I hope you may consider us when you next purchase some plastic fruit.
We will certainly consider your company.
Well, we hope to hear from you soon. Goodbye. Tom, how are you getting on?
Well, if that's what you think, you can shove your kumquats. Hello?
Oh. What's wrong?
They've hung up on me. Really? He said the plastic fruit industry is in meltdown. Oh, Anna, if I don't get any contracts soon, I'll be fired.
Well, this calls for teamwork, Tom. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we're going to tackle this task together.
Hooray for Anna! Now she's sounding like a leader. And she's mastered cold calling by using some simple phrases like these.
My name is Anna. Can you spare a few minutes of your time? I'd like to tell you about our great new laser-curved fruit. How much plastic fruit do you buy? Thank you for your time. We hope to hear from you soon.
Anna, there's a call for you from someone in France. They want to talk to you about lemons.
Sounds promising. Find out what happens next time on English at Work. Bye.